Greetings. This is Evan Swenson. Welcome to Alaska Outdoors.
My first fly-in fishing trip in Alaska was to the Deschke River in 1959 during silver salmon season. We fished all evening and had the mouth of the river to ourselves. Back then, Bob Farmer was a teenager tending his father's boat rental business a mile or so up from where the Deschke meets the Big Susitna. We were his only customers of the afternoon, renting a 12-foot aluminum car-top boat with a 10-horsepower outboard motor. Our party of three inexperienced anglers, using minimum fishing gear borrowed from a neighbor, and lacking a knowledge of the river, almost went home skunked. At first, we thought there weren't any silvers, although Bob Farmer said a run of fresh fish had just entered the river's mouth. Occasionally, we saw a jumper or two, but none were interested in our meager offerings. They ignored everything we threw at them. Admittedly, we didn't know what we were doing, and we didn't have a great variety of terminal tackle. About the time we were ready to give up, I discovered an old, experienced-looking fluorescent daredevil in the bottom of our borrowed tackle box. As a last resort, I attached it to my line and made a hope cast. No sooner than the lure began its wiggle-waggle, a fresh silver hit like it was mad at everyone in the boat and at Bob Farmer upstream in his dad's tent camp. With little skill and a great amount of luck, I got the fish close enough to the boat for my fishing buddy Ron to net my catch. Catching of the prime silver prompted us to continue fishing, where just minutes before we were ready to give up and go home skunked. We each in turn took another cast, my turn being last. As Ron and Ted dragged their lures through the murky water, my lure was tossed in the direction opposite from their casts. Again, to my surprise and delight, another silver rallied to the call and tried to take my lure down the Big Sioux. My partners quickly brought their lines in and assisted me in landing my second silver. And so it went for third, fourth, and fifth fish. We now had five fish in the boat, my legal limit. I quit fishing and Ron took my rod. Like my five casts with the fluorescent daredevil, Ron was soon playing and landing five silvers. At first, Ted had continued fishing, but he quickly put his rod away and became the designated net man. With the boating of Ron's legal limit, Ted and Ron traded rod for net, and Ted took his turn with the fluorescent daredevil. Just as the 10 casts before had produced 10 strikes, the next 5 casts did likewise, and Ted soon had his limit of fish in the bottom of the boat. After cleaning the fish and returning our boat to the farmers, we headed back to Anchorage's Lake Hood floatplane base. While Ron and Ted tied up the plane, I put the gear away. I couldn't find the fluorescent daredevil, and I asked them about it. They hadn't seen it. They didn't know what happened to it. They said I must have dropped it or lost it or something. I learned later that the next day, while I worked, Ted and Ron returned to the Deschke and caught 10 silvers on 10 casts using an old fluorescent daredevil.
When you go outdoors, take a young person with you and teach them by your example what it means to be a sportsman. Behind the wheel or in the boat or on the road or in the lake, take the high trail and practice ethics of fair chase. Goodbye and good luck. May God bless you in the land of the midnight sun. And may your days be happy and long in Alaska's outdoors.